I'm trying really hard, but it's looking like it's going to be tough for the Cal Bears on Saturday.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the book, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
What's up? We are back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five. Happy Wednesday, and we are ready to dive into it. We're going to break down this Cal game. Look, I'm trying to be not quite as biased. I'm trying to find some mismatches. I'm trying to find some areas of success that Cal could possibly have on Saturday. I'm struggling. There are some things that we'll talk about at the end of the show that could create some issues for Auburn, but in the end, it's really tough to find how they're going to be able to handle the crowd, handle this overwhelming offensive momentum Auburn seems to be building, and so on and so forth. But before we get started, we got to give a shout out to mybookie.ag. You need to sign up today. Use coupon code NEXTROUND, and you can double your initial deposit. Yeah, you put in $100, they're going to give you another $100 to play with. You can get on all kinds of lines. Hopefully you got on the Auburn line early with Cal as it opened at around 10 points, and it skyrocketed up to 13. So still, I think it's still a good value. Check it out. Mybookie.ag. Use coupon code NEXTROUND and double up that first deposit. So like I said earlier, I've been really trying to not just be a homer. I've been really trying to dive into Cal, what they do, and really dive into that UC Davis game and not try to take too much away from the first game, first opponent, even though it was a Division II opponent. The Big Sky Conference in that Division II does play pretty good football. So it's not like it's I will say that UC Davis would probably beat Alabama A&M by multiple touchdowns. It more than likely would probably beat them by multiple touchdowns. But at the end of the day, it's still a Division II team. And Cal frankly struggled. Cal frankly struggled with them the whole game. The first half, honestly, they could have and should have been behind. One thing that I watched a little bit of film and obviously read the box score stats, PFF grades, things like that. And one thing, this reminds me a lot of 2017 with this team, not from the standpoint of I feel like this is an SEC championship contender Auburn team. That's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is that there were times in 2017 where I felt like if Auburn could protect Jarrett Stidham, they were going to win the game. I felt like the defense was going to handle. I didn't have to worry about the defense. The defense was going to do what they had to do. And it was all about protecting the quarterback. And it's a very similar feeling this year based off the first game. And at times, if you look at games last year where Thorne had time, Thorne was clean, Thorne was, stress-free in the pocket, and he was able to, even last year, do some really good things. And then obviously you saw what he was able to do. I'm not even sure that anyone got a hand on him Saturday, and he absolutely lit up the Alabama A&M defense, going deep, going short, going mid-range, whatever, didn't matter. He was going to light them up, and I kind of feel that's exactly how I felt in 2017, and I sort of have that feeling today. Just give Thorne time, and he's got the weapons now that he can be able to pick you apart. Well, Cal, unfortunately for them, does not seem to have a very active or very good pass rush. They run a very unique defense. I know we see 4-2-5. You see 4-3, 4-3-4, 4-2-5. They on paper on their lineup, it's a 2-4. Whereas they're both of their quote unquote ends are listed as outside linebackers. So in theory, you should have a lot of athletic guys. I think that's one of their calling cards. Try to put a bunch of athletic guys and then, you know, get after the quarterback, disguise some things. But hey, 40 40-plus pass attempts against UC Davis, not a single sack. Only a couple of hits on the quarterback and very few actual pressures registered. It just wasn't a great night for their pass rush. They weren't able to really affect the quarterback for UC Davis very much at all. And if that's the case, and that was at home, that is with no travel, that's with a whole offseason to prepare, I got news for you. If you can't get to Peyton, if you can't get to the quarterback, you're going to have a long night, because he's able to, when he's able to have time to break things down and able to see the field, he struggled whenever there's been a pass rush. I'll just go ahead and say it. When you're able to pass rush up the middle, when you're able to make him nervous, he's been borderline bad at times. So that's going to be key for Cal. And I'm not seeing it with what they have in the front four. They're going to have somehow manufacture pressures. They're going to have to simulate pressures. They're going to have to do something to be able to make Peyton nervous. And based off the results of their first game, that may be tough for them. And if that's the case, look out. Peyton could eat again, and those wide receivers could absolutely eat as well. I mean, just like you saw in the past game, this past game, you're able to go deep, you're able to go short, you're able to do pretty much whatever you want. And I don't really know where their pass rush is going to come from. So, again, it was their first game. There's not a lot to go off of. I don't necessarily think they were I know they frustrated Peyton last year a little bit, but I don't really remember if they were just a dominant pass rush team last year. I think it's just more of a system type thing, being a little bit of risk takers, zone blitzes, things like that to kind of frustrate quarterbacks. If you can't do that Saturday, if you can't frustrate Peyton, a lot like 2017, I think he's going to pick you apart, and it's going to be a long, long day. Another thing that, Auburn has been susceptible at times is, especially in recent memory, is being able to not give up big plays. Auburn has, even in this past game, you had the tip pass ended up being a really big gainer. But that's been one of sort of like a bugaboo, like Auburn giving up big plays, big chunk plays. And it seems like Cal, that should be something that they could possibly take advantage of. But I'm not really sure I even see the big play threat. Jaden Ott is their, the guy that was talking a lot of trash last year and got knocked out of the game, didn't even really do a ton. I'm not really sure I even see the big play threat. I mean, I'm just looking at their box score versus UC Davis. And again, it's the first game. You can't go a ton. You can't really write the story on the team. But you would feel like with a whole offseason to prepare on offense, you'd at least have some explosive plays, things like that. Their longest rush was 10 yards. So they averaged 2.7 yards a carry. Even that's, Jaden Ott, their little lightning bug type running back, 3.5 yards a carry, 7 yards was his longest run. I mean, they don't really have the explosive guy in the run game. And then the pass game, their longest pass reception was 26 yards. So they didn't really take the top. They didn't really have the ability to take the top off the defense. And I think that's probably the weakness of this offense. I mean, of this Auburn defense, if you could really point to one, is that if we don't get to the quarterback and you can take a deep shot, you can kind of exploit some things. I think you can, you got some, you do have Keontae Scott on one side who's seasoned, but hey, he's playing a new position. You got Kayan Lee who's ultra talented, but hey, he's still young. You got some safeties that you rotate in. If you can get one of those young safeties in a bind, maybe you could take the top off and make a big play, but I'm not really sure they have that guy. I'm not really sure that they have that big play threat at wide receiver. I'm trying really, really hard to find where Cal can actually take advantage of this Auburn defense. And on offense, on their you know, their offensive skill guys, it's just really, really tough to see. Their quarterback, I mean, he was efficient. He was 15 to 22 for 158 yards, just really not pushing it down the field. Only 7.2 yards per completion, one touchdown. Again, I'm not sure where that big play, if you're going to dink and dunk this team, if you're going to try to dink and dunk on this defense, you're going to be you're going to be in trouble. You're going to be in trouble because they're sort of built for that. They're sort of built to keep the ball in front of them. And then all it's going to take is one misstep and you're going to have a sack. You're going to have a tackle for loss. You're going to have something that's going to end up being a negative play. And then you're in a bind. And then you're in a bind because you don't have that big chunk ability to get back those big plays. So Cal's going to have to stay ahead of the chains. But again, all it's going to take is Kieron Crawford getting loose and making a sack. Jalen McLeod, who is a monster, who's all over the field. All it's going to take is one play on those drives to create some sort of negative play, a loss, a forced fumble, a sack, something like that to sort of set them back. And I don't really see where they get the chunks back. I don't really see where they get the big play back on offense. The biggest threat they have is in the return game. They have a very talented kid who's really their starting quarterback, cornerback, and his name is Noel Williams. He actually had a return touchdown. So, you know, but then again, it was a kickoff return touchdown. Then again, you know, Towns Magoo's kicked dang near every single one out of the back of the end zone. When he went north, when he started kicking to the north end zone, there was a little bit of wind, so he couldn't quite get it all the way into the end zone. So when you're punting, it's really hard for teams to get a punt return against Auburn because you know, our punter's so dadgum good, you know, wearing floppy hats during practice. He's just out there chilling, dropping dimes out there, hitting, you know, he punts it. First of all, he hits so high, it's hard to have any coverage because Auburn's down there before the ball even gets there. And then he can angle it. He can kind of put it wherever he wants to be. So punt return is not really an issue. Kickoff sometimes seems to be an issue. Alabama A&M had a big kickoff return, at least one in the game when we were kicking to the north and you couldn't quite cut it through the wind to get it into the end zone. So to me, that's really their only big play, really their only big play threat that I see, that I've seen so far, is in the kickoff return game. Punt return is not going to be an issue again, but you know, typically when you're kicking off, it's after a score. So even if they do have a big play on a kickoff return, in theory, Auburn would have already scored on the prior possession. So that's really the only big play threat I've seen so far. If you go back to last year, you know, a lot of the guys, you may be able to find some guys, but this is a whole new team, a bunch of transfers. I think their defense is very similar, but their offense is very different from last year. And I'm just not 100% sure I see where who that guy is going to be able to exploit this Auburn defense, because I really do think that the secondary is gettable. I do. It's completely new. It's a completely new secondary. And there were times where I felt like A&M had some open guys, but I just don't know that Cal has that guy. And Auburn, you know, has film to sort of clean up mistakes that they made from the past game, from Alabama A&M. So they're going to just continue to get better. But this is an early game where Cal could get them. I just don't know that they have that guy. One more thing I want to talk about before we get going, and it's something that could frustrate Auburn a little bit, and it's a little bit of the style, and then they're talking about two playmakers they have on defense that Auburn's going to have to deal with. But before we do that, we got to give a shout-out to our boy Ford Stokes with Retirement Results presented by Active Wealth. What are you doing with your life? How do you know How do you know that what you have set up for your retirement is the most efficient, effective, fee-conscious plan that you can have? Like, why not try to do everything you can to maximize, make sure that you're maximizing all the work you're putting in to get to your get where you need to be in retirement? You need to reach out to Ford at retirementresults.com/plan and get that custom portfolio analysis. We're not talking about a cookie cutter PowerPoint presentation. We're talking about diving in, looking at what you have going on, giving recommendations, making sure you're doing what you need to be doing, and you make a friend at the same time. You tell him, War Eagle, tell him I sent you. That's Ford Stokes with Retirement Results presented by Active Wealth. One thing I do like at times about Cal's defense is they are very risk, they are not risk averse, okay? They like to get after it. They like to send guys. They like to try and jump routes, and they have two very, very good outside corners. Both of their corners, that's probably the best two players on their defense. They graded out the highest on PFF their last game. They had three. Both corners had an interception, and one of them is Noel Williams, who I talked about, who is their return guy. And so those guys like to jump routes. They like to try to send different types of pressure, even though they didn't have a lot of success. So even though Peyton's going to have, in theory, if the offensive line holds up, they should have some time to sort of diagnose and get the ball out. You still got to be conscious of those two guys. You still got to be conscious of those two corners. But I talked about them being risk takers on especially the corners. I feel like Hugh also sees that, and that's why he put at least two stuttering goes on film. Okay, he put we're at least practicing those, putting them so that they're either A, not so quick to want to jump routes, or B, hey, we're just practicing. Hey, if we got time, we got a chance with these guys to make them try to jump around, and then you can hit them deep. You had Cam Coleman's touchdown. You ran it with Perry Thompson. You just almost connected, and it would have been an electric play, his very first reception. Just a little bit. It wasn't even really out of his reach. He just, you know, hit him in the hands, and it was sort of a diving play, and he'll make that probably 50%+ of the time, especially down the road, as he gets better and better and more comfortable in the system. But they do have some risk takers on defense that could create at least some frustration, especially early in the game. If you're not, you know, totally prepared or you're not completely locked in, I could see where they try to bait Auburn into some turnovers. Last year that was an issue because Auburn did not have the big play ability. Auburn was the team last year that was dink and dunk. They didn't have the ability to stretch you vertical. So I can see them trying to bait Peyton into some issues or frustrate Peyton early. But if they continue to take those chances and try to jump those underneath routes and things like that, you got the guys now that can take the top off. So that's one thing that makes me feel a little bit more comfortable, is that they're not going to be able to afford to be just mega reckless in the secondary, because there's multiple guys now that if you make one wrong move, it's six. Like, if you make one wrong decision, you jump the wrong route, you jump too early, you got multiple guys now that's going to be six. So Cal tried last year to, basically in summation, Cal tried last year to limit the run, which I think they may try to do again this year. Stack the box, dare Auburn to throw the ball. Auburn did not have the guys last year to win those one-on-one battles. They just didn't. Rivaldo was the only guy, and it took him to pretty much the end of the game to start really taking over. But now Auburn has multiple guys. Now they are young. So if I'm Cal, I'm still taking the chance. I'm like, hey, look, If that's the deal, if they're guys, if they've got guys that can beat us, they're still young. Let's take Keandre Lambert-Smith out of the game. Dare them to throw the ball. And if Cam Coleman and Perry Thompson and Malcolm Simmons, these true freshmen, beat us, then dadgummit, they just beat us. I think that's really Cal's biggest hope, is to just take the run out, which I feel like Auburn didn't show anything in the run game on purpose, because I feel like you're about to get a heavy dose of Jarquez Hunter. Damari Austin, and Jeremiah Cobb on Saturday. But if you can take the run out, let's let these freshmen try to make these freshmen beat us, and maybe they'll throw us one. Maybe we can frustrate Peyton. But in the end, I just feel like, hey, Cam Coleman may be a freshman on paper, but he doesn't play like a freshman. Malcolm Simmons may be a freshman on paper, but he doesn't play like a freshman. And then Perry Thompson has the big play ability of anybody. You could be a fifth-year senior, fourth-year senior, whatever. He's got the big play ability of anybody. He just needs some time to sort of ease in. So you got multiple guys out there that can make big plays. And then obviously you got Valdo, who's going to bounce back. Valdo's going to bounce back after last game. I just don't see him having multiple drops a game very often. So you got skill on the outside now to be able to test Cal. If Cal wants to go to that same game plan of, hey, let's just keep it in front of us, let's limit the big plays, and, hey, make them beat us one-on-one, I think Auburn's going to have a big day. I predicted 13.5 on the spread. It's gotten up to 13.5. I was kind of shocked it opened at 10.5. But in the end, I think Auburn, maybe it's close early and then Auburn pulls away. I think they're going to have some more big plays. And Auburn wins, I say, somewhere around, 35, 13, 14, something like that. 20-ish points, 21 points. That's kind of how I see this thing playing out. You beat Cal. You pretty much handle Cal. I mean, I didn't want to say handled. You had to take a last drive to beat them. But as far as defensively, you handled them. Last year on the road at home, it should be a completely different environment. I don't think this is one Auburn is overlooking. So, again, I tried to really dive in and find some stuff where there could be some, mismatches. And there are some advantages Cal may have, the experience in the defensive secondary over Auburn's young receivers. But in the end, I think Auburn's just going to be too talented and too explosive for Cal. And Cal's just not enough explosive enough to be able to exploit this Auburn defense. So, Auburn should be able to handle business this weekend, so it should be a lot of fun on the plains. If you're there, give me a shout out. I'd love to say hello, shake your hand, take a picture, whatever. Love meeting and chatting everybody out there. Saw a lot of folks last weekend, and should be fun again Saturday. So I'll be there. Make sure to say hello if you see me. If you like this, before we close, you got to check out thebarnauburn.com. Okay, log in, get your account set up. It's one daggum dollar for the first month. You can't beat the value you're getting right now. There's been over 5,000, we're closing on 6,000 posts in less than a month. I mean, you're talking about constant updates, recruiting updates, team updates. Zach has some of the best team sources out there. You're getting player updates, injury updates, where position battles are shaking out, all kind of stuff. And then we got several guys helping with recruiting coverage as well. A lot of stuff going on. And then the conversation in and of itself is just good. It's just good, guys. And you can try your first month for a dollar. If you go with the annual subscription, you get a free t-shirt, and we should have some merch pumping out pretty soon. But a lot of stuff going on at the barn, but make sure to check it out. And join in on the conversation. It's a lot of fun. So if you like this video, like it. If you like this channel, subscribe to it. Follow me on Twitter at @_Charlie_5. And we are going to get back after it every single day this week and then have some fun this weekend as well. So, guys, I really appreciate it. Thanks for listening. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.